If you are a basic or intermediate Korean learner who loves K-pop and K-drama, check out my new exercise book, Not Studying Korean, Just Filling in the Blanks. In this book, there are 90 fun multiple choice questions, and you will learn some grammar and vocabulary that are needed for answering the questions. Paperback is available on Amazon, and the digest ebook is available on notstudyingkorean.com. Find the links in the description of this episode. And now, back to the podcast. 안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. Today's podcast is about the hottest trends in South Korea. A quote from a K-drama called Our Beloved Summer and a delicious ramen recipe. Without further ado, let's start. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I prepared top 3 trends that young Koreans are obsessed with. I hope it helps you understand Korean culture more. So last Saturday, I went to downtown to meet my friends. There were many new photo booth stores with dozens of young Korean lining up. They are mostly casualists, so they are called 무인 사진관, which means unmanned studio, or 셀프 사진관, meaning do-it-yourself studio. The most popular store is 인생 내 컷 or life 4컷, which means the best 4 shots in my life. It's known for its 4 photo limit and various kinds of photo frame designs. Fashion brands, K-pop idols, and K-dramas collaborate with the store to make promotional frames. It's especially popular between teenage girls. Taking pictures with friends, a boyfriend, or by oneself at a photo booth is the hottest trend between them. Photo booths were super popular back in early 2000s in the country. It's one of retro trends that are coming back, along with wired earbuds, scrunchies, and big hairbands. It costs around $4 to $5 for one sheet of 4 photos, and promotional frames are a little bit more expensive than the others. So recently, Stacy, a K-pop girl group, released a promotional frame, and I saw that it cost around $7, I mean in US dollars. But I think it's totally worth it because, for example, if you chose Stacy's frame, you can pick which member you want to shoot together. Then on the screen, the member appears. And you can, you know, kind of pose like you are shooting with the member together. Fans really love it, so I saw many of them ended up spending a lot of money. And 인생 내 컷 has international branches as well. I saw that it's also in New York. So it would be cool if you can visit the store in your country or you can visit when you travel South Korea. Okay, now the second trend I want to talk about is also about photos. This has been popular for years now between Koreans in their 20s and 30s. It's called body profile, which came from the English word body profile. And it's often shortened as pop. So if you search pop on Instagram, you will see a lot of, you know, kind of half naked photos, because body profile is photos taken after significant weight loss and hard training. People who succeeded at losing weight and building muscles show off their accomplishment by uploading their bodybuilder-like and shot-at-studio photos on social networks. Men usually show off their muscles, and women usually show off flat abs. The trend is praised and criticized at the same time. Some people think it's good since it gives motivation to lose weight and be healthy. Others criticize the trend because of side effects. For the photo shoot, most people go through excessive diet. It's very excessive. I mean, a lot of them don't even drink water for days before shooting. So they often suffer weight rebound, and some of them even get eating disorders after shooting. A Korean celebrity who's known for his muscular body recently criticized the trend, saying, "Life is a movie, not a picture." On YouTube, there are a lot of videos of Korean people say that they suffered big side effects after body profile shoot. I saw one video, and in the video, a Korean girl said she suffered bulimia and hair loss after shooting body profile. Okay, now the last but not the least trend I want to talk about is actually a person. So if you ask me who's the hottest celebrity in the country right now, I would say it's Dr. Oh Eun-young or Oh Eun-young Baksa. Baksa means doctor in Korean. She's a child and adolescent psychiatrist who got famous for her superb treating skills. Her show, 금쪽 같은 내 새끼, or Oh Eun-young's Golden Clinic, in which she treats many children with mental illness and behavior problems, is one of the greatest shows in South Korea right now. You might have noticed the word 금쪽이 in many Korean posts and tweets lately. It came from this show, meaning a troublemaker kid or a childlike adult. Though the show is mostly about children and their family, young Korean singles relate to the show a lot because stories of the families in the show remind them of their childhood. Many people say that after watching the show, they understand what happened to them in the childhood more, and people who suffered during childhood get consoled by Dr. Oh's counseling. She recently launched another show called Circle House, where she counsels adults. So she's kind of became a counselor, you know, kind of a national counselor here. In one of recent Circle House episodes, she counseled a woman who spends most of her salary for buying K-pop idol albums and merch. The counseling was really good. I mean, her story and Dr. Oh's counseling went viral in K-pop fan community. It was really frank, honest counseling. You know, I remember that the K-pop fan said how she secretly wants to date with the K-pop idol she loves. So maybe that's why she spent so much money on him. But she knows her limit as a fan, you know, because there's a limit that how close she can get to the star. So she said that the closest she can get to Mark, her favorite K-pop idol member of NCT, is to have a video call fan sign with him. But she said it takes so much money. She said it takes about 2 Chanel bags. And I was blown away at this part. I didn't know that it takes that much money. And Dr. Oh's counseling for her was that she should distinguish Mark as a K-pop idol star on the stage and Mark as a human. So she said that the fan should be a fan of the star, not the human. I think she said this because she wanted the fan not to think of him as a potential boyfriend or something, and so that she can spend much less money on him. It's actually a big issue between Korean K-pop fans. I saw many fans say that they kind of secretly want to date with a K-pop idol. That is why they spend a lot of money on them, And some say that K-pop idols sell those kinds of feelings to fans. So I want to know what you guys think. I mean, what international fans think. Do you guys secretly want to date with a K-pop idol? I mean, if you can, if you have a chance. If you have any 2 cents, please leave a comment on Spotify and my newsletter. It's time to speak some legit Korean, and before starting, I want to say I'm so sorry. Last week's episode, I said I asked you to participate in a poll, you know, the Barilla Leap debate poll. But I learned that the poll wasn't uploaded, so you must have not been able to participate in the poll. I'm so sorry about that. It was my first time to try a poll feature on Spotify. I don't know why, but it didn't get uploaded. I spent a lot of time writing the poll, but yeah. So sorry for the confusion. And do you remember what we practiced together last week? We practiced a rap lyric from Thunderous sung by Stray Kids. And I asked you send me your Korean rap to my voicemail. Thankfully, I got 2 messages. Here are the rappers.
안녕하세요. 저는 샹테입니다. 남에게는 어서 돌아가시오. 여기 남이라 대가 없네. 감사합니다.
나무꾼을 써돌아가시오 여긴 나무로 대가 없네.
Thank you, Chantel and Lisa, for sending me your cool rap. And I was like, you know, I was speechless. I mean, no, I wasn't speechless. I screamed, you know, actually. I said, wow. I was blown away. You know, they did so well. And please know that I'm not trying to be nice or something. It's just they did a superb job. The pronunciation and the speed, just all are perfect. And now let's look at what we are gonna practice today. Today I prepared a line from a K-drama called Our Beloved Summer, which is a romance K-drama about a reunited couple. It's known for really good original soundtracks, including Christmas Tree, sung by V of BTS. It's really good. And in the first episode, Yeonsu, the model and first place student in high school, meets Chaeung, who is the 267th out of 267 students in the same school for the first time. When Yeonsu saw Chaeung, she speaks this line to herself. Listen carefully.
저랑은 달라도 너무 다른 애니까요.
One more time.
저랑은 달라도 너무 다른 애니까요.
This line means he was the exact opposite of me. And I picked this line because of the expression in the sentence,
달라도 너무 다르다,
which means to be too different to be true, or to be the exact opposite of. It's a daily expression Koreans use a lot. So when something or someone is different, just different, use 다르다, meaning to be different. And when it's the exact opposite of different, use 달라도 너무 다르다. And it has a synonym, which is 180도 다르다. So please remember these 2 expressions. Though today's line is not long and it's not fast, but I think it's a great sentence to practice digit sound together. So if you master the Korean alphabets, you must know about digit sound or d sound in Korean. And I saw some foreigners find this sound hard to pronounce, because they don't have this pronunciation in their language. And we often say that dig sound is similar with D sound in English, but it's kind of a little different. Dig sound is actually in between of D sound and T sound in English. So my tip for you, especially English speakers, is that pronounce dig sound as if you wanted to pronounce D first, but then ended up pronouncing T. What I mean is, you should think to yourself, I will pronounce D. But accidentally, you ended up pronouncing T, so it gets mixed together. So it's like T, T, T. Today's expression has two dig sound, so it will be like 달라도 너무 다르다. One more time, 달라도 너무 다르다. Did you notice the 다 sound? 다, 다, 달라도 너무 다르다. One more time, 달라도 너무 다르다. So please keep this in mind, and let's practice today's line together. Get your tongue ready. T, t, t. Since today's sentence is short, we're gonna practice the whole sentence 3 times. Let's start.
저랑은 달라도 너무 다른 애니까요. 저랑은 달라도 너무 다른 애니까요. 저랑은 달라도 너무 다른 애니까요.
You did a great job today. I'm so proud of you. Show off your dig sound skill by sending me your Korean voice message. Speak today's line and record your voice. Send your voice message through my voicemail called Mic Drop. If you send it by Wednesday 6 p.m. Eastern Time, your voice will be on the next week's episode. You can find the link of my voicemail in the description of this episode. Now it's time for a super easy Korean food recipe, and today's food is a noodle. Ramyeon, or instant noodle, is the food that Koreans can't live without. We love it because it's quick to make and spicy. It's the soup that determines ramyeon's taste. So to make the soup more delicious, Koreans add some vegetables when cooking. And the most popular ones are green onion and garlic. There's a viral ramyeon recipe which uses green onion and garlic. I tried this recipe myself and I was just blown away. It's so good. Please watch the cooking video and try for yourself. You will thank me later. And you know that I don't say this often. You can find the video on this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. Before wrapping up, I have 2 important announcements. The first one is that I finally fixed the technical issue that kept me from publishing on Amazon. So the paperback and extended version of my second Korean exercise book came out. It's available on Amazon. So if you want more grammar, more vocabulary, and more questions, please check out the paperback. And finally, my virtual McDonald's, where you can practice how to order in Korean, will finally reopen from this week, which means I got much, much better. I rarely cope anymore. It's been a long time since I opened McDonald's, so I missed you guys. And this week's challenge is to order in Korean McDonald's way. Actually, there's a kind of big difference between how to order in the US and European countries and how to order in South Korea. So I want to talk about that, and we're going to practice how to do that. Opening hours is from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. It opens on Twitter Space, which is an audio chat. So follow my Twitter to visit my McDonald's and have a chat. Thanks for listening. If you liked my podcast, share or leave a review on Apple Podcast. Or you can buy my book to support my work. Don't forget to send me your voice message and see you next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.